Welcome back to the AMD GPU Daily. Today is January 19th, 2026, and we have a packed episode focusing on the latest advancements in AMD GPU technology, some exciting updates from Valve, and industry shifts that could impact the GPU landscape. Let's dive right in. Headline overview. 1. Power management improvements for GCN 1.0 GPUs. Valve has released new patches enhancing power management for older AMD GPUs. 2. New HDMI gaming features. The AMD GPU driver is getting HDMI variable refresh rate, VRR, and auto low latency mode support. 3. RadV Vulkan driver optimizations. The RadV driver now includes HPLock for improved ray tracing performance. 4. Intel's GPU landscape shift. Eric Demers, a key figure in GPU architecture, joins Intel to focus on AI accelerators. 5. NVIDIA GB10 versus GH200 performance benchmarks. A comparative analysis of NVIDIA's latest GPUs against AMD's Ryzen AI Max Plus. #deep dive on each item. Power management improvements for GCN 1.0 GPUs. Let's kick things off with some great news for users of older AMD GPUs. Valve contractor Timur Kristoff has posted a new patch series aimed at improving the AMD GPU driver's power management for GCN 1.0 and GCN 1.1 GPUs, which are now over 14 years old. The Linux 6.19 kernel has already made AMD GPU the default driver for these older graphics processors, but this patch series is set to enhance performance further. The patches focus on several key areas: reducing unnecessary recalculations of power limits. This should help streamline power management. Fixing power management issues for the Radeon R5430. Specifically, the power management on this GPU has been problematic, often throttling it below its rated capabilities. The patch raises the TDP limits from 24 watts to 32 watts, allowing the GPU to reach its maximum SCLK of 780 MHz as per the VBIOS specifications. Improved handling of power limits. This is crucial for ensuring that the GPUs operate efficiently without overheating. This is a fantastic development for those still using legacy hardware, as it allows older GPUs to perform better in modern workloads. New HDMI gaming features. Next up, we have some exciting updates regarding HDMI features in the AMD GPU driver. Tomasz Pakuła has been working hard to bring HDMI variable refresh rate, VRR, and auto low latency mode support to the AMD GPU Linux driver. Historically, support for these features has been limited due to restrictions from the HDMI forum, but these new patches are changing that. The significance of these features cannot be overstated. HDMI VRR. This feature allows for smoother gameplay by synchronizing the refresh rate of the display with the frame rate of the GPU, reducing tearing and stuttering. Auto Low Latency Mode, ALM. This is an HDMI 2.1 feature that minimizes input lag during gaming sessions, making for a more responsive experience. Pakuła's patches include several enhancements, such as better detection of VRR ranges and fixes for HDMI gaming feature parsing. If all goes well with the patch review, we could see these features integrated into the AMD GPU Linux kernel driver soon, which would be a significant boon for gamers using AMD hardware. RadV Vulkan driver optimizations. Moving on to the RadV Vulkan driver, there's been a notable advancement with the implementation of HPLock. Hierarchical Parallel Locally Ordered Clustering. This new algorithm expedites the construction of bounding volume hierarchies, BVH, which is vital for ray tracing performance. Konstantin Surer, a Valve contractor, noted that the quality of BVH generated with HPLock is comparable to the previous method, PLoC, but significantly faster. In practical terms, this means reduced frame time by approximately 1 millisecond for top-level acceleration structure builds. Performance gains in games. For instance, Cyberpunk 2077 shows about a 5% performance increase, while other titles benefit by 2-3%. This optimization is part of the upcoming Mesa 26.0 release, set to launch in February, and it underscores AMD's commitment to enhancing gaming experiences through open source contributions. Intel's GPU landscape shift. In a significant industry shift, Eric Demers, a veteran GPU architect known for his work on ATI and Qualcomm GPUs, has joined Intel to focus on AI accelerators. This move is particularly noteworthy as it comes at a time when Intel is looking to bolster its position in the AI hardware market, competing against established players like NVIDIA and AMD. Deemer's expertise in GPU architecture is expected to influence Intel's future designs, particularly as they transition towards AI-focused hardware. While his role will primarily involve AI accelerator design, it raises questions about the future of Intel's consumer-grade GPUs, especially amidst ongoing competition in the gaming and professional markets. NVIDIA GB10 versus GH200 performance benchmarks. Lastly, let's take a look at some recent performance benchmarks comparing NVIDIA's Dell Pro Max GB10 against the GH200. While the GH200 is recognized for its superior performance, the GB10 has shown competitive results, particularly in power efficiency. The benchmarks were conducted using Ubuntu 24.04 LTS with the latest CUDA stack, providing a solid reference point for developers and engineers. While the GH200 outperforms the GB10 in raw metrics, this comparison serves as a reminder of the competitive landscape in GPU technology, especially as AMD continues to innovate in AI and machine learning workloads. Closing thought. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that the GPU landscape is evolving rapidly. From improvements in legacy hardware support to exciting new features in gaming, AMD is making strides to enhance performance and user experience across the board. With industry shifts like Eric Demmer's move to Intel, we can expect continued innovation and competition in the AI accelerator space. Looking ahead, I'm excited to see how these developments will unfold, particularly in the context of upcoming releases and ongoing advancements in open source contributions. Stay tuned for more updates, and thank you for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily.